but maybe I'll go through the dinim of Nesias Kapayim. Midin Atayra, there is no difference between Yom Tov and the other days of the year. The obligation to Duchen is every day of the year. The Pasuk in Chumash doesn't say that you only Duchen on Yom Tov. In Atayra you have to Duchen all the time. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that it's a minik from the... In the days of the Bali Ateses, that the Kohanim who duchen, the Pasuk says, Tovayin hu yivarech. The one who gives the bracha is only if he has, if he's in a good mood and he has a good heart. So the Shulchan Aruch it assumes that since people are so fayokt all year long, running around for parnasa, but maybe I'll go through the dinim of Nesias Kapayim. Midin Atayra, there is no difference between Yom Tov and the other days of the year. The obligation to Duchen is every day of the year. The Pasuk in Chumash doesn't say that you only Duchen on Yom Tov. In Atayra you have to Duchen all the time. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that it's a minik from the... In the days of the Bali Ateses, that the Kohanim who Duchen, the Pasuk says, Tovayin hu yivarech. The one who gives the bracha is only if he has, if he's in a good mood and he has a good heart. So the Shulchan Aruch it assumes that since people are so fayokt all year long, running around for parnos, they're not in such a happy mood, even on Shabbos, even though Shabbos they're a little relaxed, they're still fayokt, so they're not really in such a happy mood that they should give a bracha. And on Yom Tov we assume that the Kohanim will be in a happier mood, so they'll be able to give the bracha with a Torah sign. But they're mevatel the mitzvah. They're mevatel the mitzvah of duchening every day. So the Shulchan Aruch said, the Shulchan Aruch explains that the mitzvah and Torah to duchen only applies if we request of the Kohanim to duchen. Kol zman you don't ask the Kohanim to duchen, so they're not mechuyev to duchen. So we don't ask the Kohanim to duchen. Where does this idea come from, that the obligation to duchen is only on the condition that we request of them to duchen? Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Nasai, that's the Parshas HaShavua, next week. In Eretz Yisrael, this week. So there's no Yom Tov Sheni of Shavua. So this coming Shabbos is going to be Nasai. And by us, we have Yom Tov Sheni, so we lay in a Yom Tov Dikri Kriya on Shabbos. So by us, we're going to have Nasai next Shabbos. So in Parshas Nasai, you have the Dinim of Duchening. So the Pasuk says, Kosev Orchaz Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem. So the simple pshat is, Kosev Orchaz Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim should give the Bracha. Omar Lahem, the Kohanim should say to the Bnei Yisrael. So the Targum Unkel is teaches the pasuk differently based on the Gemara. Kosev Orchaz Bnei Yisrael, Omar Lahem means the Yisraelim should request of the Kohanim that they should duchen. When we will request of the Kohanim that they should duchen, that's how it says in the Targum Unkel is Kad Teimur Lahon. Kosev Orchaz Bnei Yisrael, Omar Lahem, it says Kad Teimur Lahon. When we ask of them that they should, when we request of them that they should duchen, then they're obligated to duchen. So that's our practice all week long, all year long. We don't ask the Kohanim for a bracha, so they're not mechuyev to give the bracha. On Yom Tov, we ask them to duchen, so then they're mechuyev to duchen. In Eretz Yisrael, the practice, the whole practice is a pella. The whole practice is, yeah, they don't work so hard, yeah. They take it easy, yeah. They're not so fayokt in Eretz Yisrael. They're not so much, they don't make so much money anyway, so... They duchen every day, yeah.
They know that they're going to ask him because they prepare before they say Kohanim.
The problem is the chutzlaurim. Because they have the mitzvah of doing the Nesias Kapayim. They know they're doing the right thing. We are the ones that have the problem that we don't do it.
Yeah. It's a big problem why we have this practice. It's a big problem. So they quote that the Vilna Gaon wanted to institute that they should duchen every day, and he made up his mind, we're going to start duchening this day, and then a sreifa broke out, and if something happened, then he couldn't duchen. And so too in Frankfurt, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, Rav Nosson Adler, was also interested. He also used to do things very differently from everybody else. He also wanted to institute duchening. Also, something happened in Hashamayim, and it turned out that he wasn't able to duchen. So the Achrayim took it as a simon that we shouldn't shepherd the minig Ashkenaz, that we don't duchen every day. So that's why by the Ashkenazim they left it like that. But by the Svarim day in Eretz Yisrael, they have the minig Agro, even though the Gro himself didn't succeed in doing it, because Epis Min Hashamayim and Ikuv came up. But in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the minhagim are from the Gro, so the Gro recommended to follow the Mechaber to duchen every day. That's the more correct practice.
The problem is the Gro, they also don't do it.
every day, and I heard someone wanted to be put that minhag in, and they also stopped.
Yeah.
And also, when we duchen already here yontif, how can we duchen only by musif and not by shachis also?
Right. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they say that shachris he daven every day of the week. So that's not different, even though it's a different Shmon Esrei. But since the Tvila shachris you duchen all week long and all year long, so it won't be noticeable that it's a yontif dikir. It's connected with the yontif. Musif is only unique to yontif, even though you daven musaf on Shabbos also, and Shabbos we don't do it.
Yeah.
But since the musaf dikir Shmon Esrei, that's what they say, Yom Tov with Fayokt also. Some have the practice that on Yom Tov, when you duchen already, say duchen Shachris and Musaf. That's how they do in Broyers. They duchen Shachris and Musaf. But in Shulchan Aruch, they duchen every day. They duchen every day.
Every Shmona.
But in the Ramos says the minig is that in by the Ashkenazim and most leaving out to Frankfurt to have their own minhagim, but by the Ashkenazim where they don't duchen every day, they only duchen on Yontif, so they reserve the duchening only for Musaf, which is noticeable that it's a Yontif dikir davening, because the Shachris dikir davening is shared in common with every day of the year. It's a strange practice, but that's the meaning, that we don't duchen every day. The Pashto says that duchening is a mitzvah min ha-teretz, in the Parshas HaShavua, it's a shteken chumash. So in the very beginning of the Mishnah Brura, he has a discussion, maybe the duchening is only mid the Rabbanon. How could duchening only be mid the Rabbanon? There is a Gemara in Soito, where the Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that duchening can only be done at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbanis Tzibur. So it's only Shaykh in the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Afilu Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Oyekayim. Where's Hakrovas Karbanis Tzibur? Is only in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnayis described, the Mishnayis and Tamid, and the Mishnayis and Tamid described, when they finished Hakrovas HaTamid every day, then the Kohanim went to Duchen, and that's where the Gemara in Saita learns that from a Pasuk. That you only, that the pasuk is in Parshas Tzav. That's what the Achronim say, right. So Rabbi Yankif Emden writes like this. Rabbi Yankif Emden and some other Achronim write that duchening bisman hazeh is only mid the Rabbon and it cannot be min haTorah. And even bisman shebeis hamikdash hayakam, the duchening can only be min haTorah in the Beis Hamikdash at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbanos Tzibur. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav says, Aaron picked up his hands and he duchened. And he went down from the Mizbeach and he finished doing Hakrovas HaKarbonis. So the Gemara in Soitan, Perik Eilu Nemarim, has all the dinim of duchening. So the Gemara says what it means to say is, even though the Pasuk seems to say Fakert, he duchened, and afterwards, sounds from the Pasuk he duchened first. So the Gemara interprets
after
the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbanos Tzibur, that's when Aaron HaKohen did the duchening, and that's the halacha. You always do the duchening at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbanos Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Rabbi Yankif Emden, and other Achayim say like that. The duchening today can only be mid Rabbanon, it's not a dimin atar. We don't have any Hakrovas Karbanos Tzibur. Then the Mishnah Berurah shows from a Gemara in the end of Chulin that it can't be. He shows from a Sifru and a Gemara Chulin that duchening today is also deraisa. He's right. The Mishnah Berurah is right. It's deraisa. But what do you do? But Yankif Emden is also right. He's right and he's right. So how do you? How can it be? It's a Chanoch and a Din that you. How can it be? How can it be? So that's what the Keren Ayra writes. That Shtigl Torah, what he just suggested. He says that we say Neshama Farm Sosenu. Neshama Farm Sosenu really means like this. The Rebbe Shlom said that Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you bring the actual Karbanis. Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kaim, speak about the Karbanis, speak about the Karbanis. Recite the Psukim, recite the Mishnayis, and I will consider it as if you had offered the Karbanis. That's a Neshama form Sosenu. But here is another thing. The Keren Ayra points out that when we daven Shmon Esrei, and you say Ritzei, so we say, should accept our prayers as if we had offered a carbon. So when a private person davens, tefillah b'yochid, a yochid davens, and he says, ritzei, so the ritzei, ritzui is a technical term that appears in Chumash in connection with hakrovas karbonis. Is always ritzui karbonis, the tzitzis meratzah. Usually in Tanakh, that's what the Balatanya points out in the Geras HaTshuva, that the term Ritzui in Tanakh, most of the time, very rarely, does it appear in Tanakh, this verb, not in connection with Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So in the davening, we use such a lashon, we say Hashem Akedah B'amcha Yisrael B'Tfilosim, so we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He should accept the tefillas as if we had offered a korban. Because in the Vachet Dikishman Esrei, we say all the brachas and tzoyis, the middle brachas, and the last brachas, Shema Koleinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the prayers. And then we say, Ritzei Hashem HaKed B'amchi Yisrael B'Tfilosim, and listen to the prayers. You just said a whole bracha, listen to the prayers. That's what Shemea Tefillah is all about. The Vosses Vaita Ritzei Hashem HaKed B'amchi Yisrael B'Tfilosim, that's a repeat of the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the prayers. So the difference seems to be, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the difference seems to be that Shamea Tefillah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the prayers. Ritzei means he should accept the tefillahs as if we had offered a korban. And that's how the Keren Arah develops this idea also. Keren Arah is the brother of the Mishkan Es Yankiv. So he quotes his brother, he quotes the Mishkan Es Yankiv, and he has a whole Arichas in Soita, in the Sefer on Soita, on Perek Ela Nemor. So he says, when a Yochid daven Shmona Esrin, he says, Ritzei Hashem HaKeda B'amchi Yisrael V'Tfilosam, his prayers are considered as if he had offered a korban yochid. And when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei, that's Tfilos HaTzibur. And he says Ritzei, so it's considered as if the Tfilos HaTzibur is converted into a korban tzibur. So after the Hakrov is korban tzibur, then you're able to duchen min HaTorah. This idea that when offering the prayer Ritzei, the Tfilos are accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if they had been korbanos, is a din min HaTorah. It's not stam, that's an idea. It's a din min HaTorah. So when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei, and he says Ritzei, so Ritzei is asking that the Tfilos HaTzibur should be accepted as a korban tzibur. So when the Chazan finishes Ritzei, then the Tfilos HaTzibur is accepted as a korban tzibur, so that enables the Kohen to duchen. So the Keren Arah explains that's why the Gemara has a din, a very strange din. If you don't know this background, absolutely doesn't make sense at all. There is a din. Kol koin shaloyaka raglo ba'avoido shuvein oyla. Every bracha of the Shmona Esrei has a different title. The first bracha is called Ovis. Second bracha is called Gvuris. Atagiba. First bracha is called Ovis. Elokeinu kevaseinu. Elokei Avram. Elokeinu ke'ankev. Second bracha is called Gvuris. Third bracha is called Kedushas Hashem. And so on. So the bracha Ritzei is called Avoido. Why is it called Avoido? Amach Zeshchinosim said, why is it called Avoido? Because we pray that the Tfilah should be accepted as if we had offered a korban. That's called avoda. Avoda means hakrovas hakorbanos. So the Gemara has a din. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Kol koin shaloi oka raglo ba avoda. The koin has to start walking up to the duchen. He has to start walking. He has to move from his spot, at least in the middle of the bracha, I would say, or before. Before the chazan finishes hamach shchinasa letzion. Before he finishes the bracha, I would say. The minig by most places is, the minig by the Ashkenazim is, that on a day when you duchen, so the Chazan changes the Nusach HaBrach, instead of saying, Ha'ach Zeshchenos HaLetzion, he says, Sho'ez Cholavatcha B'yira Navoy. He said, Viserav, yes. Viserav is another thing. That's a piyut that's added on. You can say the Viserav, and you can still say, Ha'ach Zeshchenos HaLetzion. Huh? Okay, yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, we need to talk about
Faket, the kangaroo has it sit, so he doesn't pick up his hands higher. Yeah.
The regular Kohanim hold their hands differently in the Mikdash than
in the Mikdash. They're not allowed to pick the hands up higher. Yeah. Chutz la Mikdash, they may pick up higher if they want, lower, whatever they want. But in Mikdash, they're not allowed to pick the hands up higher. Yeah. That's a different thing. Because the Shechinah shore on the hands in the base on Mikdash. That's another idea. So the Gemara there in Saita has all the Dinam Abduchanim. So the Gemara says the Kohanim have to start moving up. The Chazan says Ritzei, then he says Moedim, and after Moedim, then he says, okay, let's say, so the Kohen has plenty of time to walk up. He can walk up in the middle of Moedim, he can walk up after the Chazan finishes the Bracha Tov Shulchan Aruch HaNor L'Hodes, when the Chazan is saying, okay, we're saying, Rachena Babrach Mishalei Pater, the Kohen can walk up then also. So the Gemara says, no, the Kohen has to already be by the Duchen before the Chazan finishes the Bracha of Ritzei. By Yas, many times the Bracha is Shoscha Labatcha B'yira Navoid. That's really a problem. That's another problem. The Gemara says in the Beis HaMikdash, Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash HaYikam, they used to daven part of the Shemoneh Esrei. They didn't say the whole Nusach HaShemoneh Esrei as we have it today. They used to daven part. So every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to offer a Bracha in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei that the Ribbono Shel should give us the strength to continue to be makar of Kabbana. Shoscha Labatcha B'yira Navoid. We should do the Avoida with Yira Shamayim. That's in the Beis HaMikdash, they said. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not doing any avoida. Avoida is a technical term that means akrobas akabon is doing other avoidas. Avoidas Hashem, other avoidas. But technically, avoida means akrobas akabon. So we don't say the bracha, shos chalavatcha b'yir anavid. Now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we offer a bracha, hamachazer shchinasa l'tzion. We should be zeichet to see the shchina come back. And hamachazer shchinasa l'tzion, the Rebbeinu Shlom promised that he's going to return to the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to return the hashuas hashchina to the Beis HaMikdash. So the minhag developed in Ashkenaz that whenever you duchen, we're treating it as if we're in the Beis HaMikdash, because the duchening is really connected with HaKrabas HaKarbonah. So the minhag developed that whenever we're going to duchen, so we say the Chasim is HaBrach HaShoscha Labadcha B'Yiranavet. So the Vilna Goyen had tainus against that. They quote that the Vilna Goyen had tainus why we changed the Nusach HaBrach three times without any authorization. The Gemara tells you when you change the Nusach HaBrach. Gemara says in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, instead of saying Akel HaKadosh, you say Melech HaKadosh. Instead of saying
Melech
HaMishpat, instead of saying Melech HaTzedakah HaMishpat, we say Melech HaMishpat. But the other things that we change, HaMavarech Es HaMisol BaShalom. So in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you say Oysa HaShalom. So the Vilna Gaon Taina said that's not correct. There was such a nusach, Oysa HaShalom. The Italians always say Oysa HaShalom all year long. And everybody else says HaMavarech Es HaMisol BaShalom. So the Vilna Gaon says that that's a mistake. That in Aseres Yemei Tshuva they say Yos HaShalom shouldn't change it. Nusach Svar Taki is that they don't change. Nusach Svar they say Hamvorach Es HaMisol BaShalom even in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the Vilna Gaon said that Nusach Ashkenaz is a mistake. They shouldn't change it. The same thing by the Duchening, that we change the Nusach instead of saying Hamach Zeh Shchinos HaLitzim we say Shos Chalabatcha B'Yir HaNavoy. So the Gro Taina there's no mocker for the changing of the Nusach HaBrach. What are you making a Zecha to the Beis HaMikdash? When they said Shos Chalavat Chadir, not because it was Avoida, it doesn't say in the Gemara he's supposed to make a Zechal HaMikdash for this. So he says it's not correct. And then the third time he had was when you say Piyutim, when you on Leil Yontif, Minig and many Kilis is that you say Maravis, you add on Piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. So instead of saying Goal Yisrael, so the Hasima was changed to Sur Yisrael the Goalo. So the Vilna Gaon Taina that there's no mocker in the Gemara. It's changing. You're not allowed to change a Nusach HaBrach, even if you want to add on Piyutim. Adding on Piyutim is also questionable, whether it's permissible to add on Piyutim. But to change a Nusach HaBrach, that's certainly not right. So these were the Mishanah Nemabeah, Shetavach HaChamim Bebrach is right. So these are the three brachas that the Vilna Gaon was upset why they changed. Rather in the Nusach, usually the Gemara has a klal in brachas whenever you have a long bracha. When you say shahakal nimidvan a cup of coffee or something, so there's only a bracha. That's all you say, bar pri adam on potatoes, so that's the whole bracha. When you have a bracha that has a long paragraph, so the Gemara says you have to be chayzer me'inyana shal bracha samach lahasima. Before you say baruch atah Hashem, hamach zeh shchinasa letzion, so you have to say something that's going to relate to that hasima. So normally we say, v'sechazeinu einenu b'shuvcha letzion berachamim. You should all be zeichet to see the Shekhinah come back. Baruch Ata Hashem, you promised Hamach Zeh Shekhinah Selitzion. You promised that you're going to bring back the Shekhinah. So we say, Samach LaChasima Miyena Chasima. Right before the Chasima. So, if you follow the Nusach of the Vilna Gaon that you shouldn't change on Yom Tov, even when you're duchening, you say Hamach Zeh Shekhinah Selitzion. So you say the Nusach the same. If you're going to change the Nusach, you're going to say, Shos Chalabat Chabir Anavoy, then you have to have Samach LaChasima Me'en HaChasima. You have to have something right before. So that is the practice here. So if you look in a city, you say B'Serav Alachas Yerasein Ke'olot Kukom, and then you say B'Sechazenu Einenu B'Shuv Chalatziyam B'Rachmi V'Sham Na'avodcha B'Yira Kime'yor L'Mechshanim Kadmai Niyoiz Baruch Atah Hashem Shos Chalabatcha B'Yira Navoid. Why do you change it? Because you're going to change the Chasim Shos Chalavatcha B'Yira Navoid, so you have to change the line immediately before the Chasimus Abracha to say B'sham Navodcha B'yira, to say Shoshcha Levadcha B'yira Navod, the same phrase. But according to the Nusach HaGroa, that you're not going to change the last line. The last line is going to say Hamachzeh Shchinosa L'tzion. So you say B'sham Navodcha earlier, you say Hashu Shchinosa L'tzion Erech B'seid B'havodi L'Yerushalayim B'sham Navodcha B'yira K'me'ol L'Nachshonim Kadmaniyos. Then you say, like always, V'sechazeno Einein B'shulcha L'tzion B'rachim Hamachzeh Shchinosa L'tzion. You say V'sechazeno immediately before the Chasima, because the Chasima is going to be the same way that it always was. Anyway, so this bracha, whatever the Chasima sabracha is, whether you say the Chasima, for many years, I used to be the Baal Tefila in the yeshiva for Musaf, once a year. Achaz Basham. I was Baal Tefila for Musaf on Shavuos, because everybody else was fast asleep, half asleep. So I used to daven for Anam. So I used to say the Nusach Agro. So Rabbi Lipschitz always used to, Rabbi Lipschitz, the Chanukah, he used to give me a Yashikach. He gave everybody Yashikach. So he used to say Yashikach for Andavan and Yashikach for the Nusach. Because in European, in the Litvish yeshivas, they didn't do everything like the Nusach Agro, but this they did. They didn't change the Nusach Abroche by the Duchening. So he used to tell me a Yashikach for Andavan and Yashikach for the Nusach. That not to be Mishana the Nusach from Hamasa Shkinah Salatim. But whatever the Nusach is that you say, so you say Shoshchol Abadcha B'yira Navod, or you say Hamach Zeshkanos Aletzion, this bracha is called the bracha of Avoida. Here in this art scroll siddur, they have one word before every bracha, Ovis Gvuras Kedushas Hashem, and so on, Shalom, Hoidoya. So that bracha is called the bracha of Avoida. So the Gemara has a din, if the Kohen was not Oka Raglov, he doesn't have to be already all the way in the front on the platform. He doesn't have to be on the bima, but he has to start going Chodsh. Has to be Oka Raglov, he has to start walking towards the place where he's going to Duchen before the Chazan finishes Hamachzeh Shchinasa L'tzion. Usually the minig is that the Chazan waits with Ritzei. If you have a lot of Kohanim and they didn't finish washing their hands yet, so the Chazan waits, he doesn't start Ritzei until all the Kohanim are on their way. But that's a new minig. Strictly speaking, the din is by the end of the bracha, before the Chazan finishes Hamachzeh Shchinasa L'tzion, whatever he's going to say, Shoshcha Levat Chavir Anavoid, the Kohanim have to already start going. Why should that be so? Why does the din require that kol koin shalayaka ragla b'avoido shuvein oyle leduchen? Why does he have to start going up in the middle of this bracha, by the end of this bracha? So that's what the Karen Ayer explains in the Sefer on Saita. He says, because this bracha b'avoido is what enables the koin to duchen, because he can only duchen at the conclusion of hakrovas kavanas sibur. So when you say ritzei, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the tefillos HaTzibur as if it had been a korban tzibur. This converts, so to speak, the bracha ritzei, the bracha v'avoida, converts the tefillos HaTzibur to a korban tzibur. So that's what enables the Kohanim to duchen. And that's, in fact, Rav Shlomo Lavilna says, that's why we add on the pir v'serav alach ha-siraseinu ka'ola ucha korban. You're just repeating the same theme. The piyut emphasizes this. Our prayers are siraseinu. Our prayers should be pleasant, should be sweet and pleasant to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, as if we had brought korbanos. You're just spelling out what it means, ritzei. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu means ritzui. Ritzui korbanos. You should accept the tefillah as if we had offered a korban. So you say, add on a piyut, the siyar v'alecha siraseinu. If not makiv, if you left it out, is also good. But the idea of the piyut is that you emphasize this idea to enable you to duchen. So that's why the halacha requires, the Gemara says the halacha requires that the kohen should be oka raglav, he should start walking towards the duchen before the chazan finishes this bracha of avoida. You know what does the word duchen mean? The word duchen means a platform. Yeah. What's up is why do they stand on a platform? So this is a big machlekes achrayim. So some achrayim say that the voice should carry more, because the Gemara says that the duchening has to be b'kol rom. What says b'kol rom? How loud do they have to scream? Remember, the Rav pointed out, he thinks that it all depends how many people there are in the shul. If there are people all the way in the back, they have to scream loud enough that everybody should hear. If there's just a minyan mitzumtzum, everybody's standing up in the front, so they can whisper, as long as everybody hears. Kol Ram just means loud enough that the bracha should be chal on the people, they should hear. So most of the Achrayim assume that the purpose of the platform is that the voice of the Kohanim should carry, that everybody should be able to hear. Several Svardish Achrayim, by the Svardish Achrayim, there's a popular notion, not all of them agree, quite a few of them say no, that the duchen is ma'akev, that if you don't have an elevated platform, even if the voice can carry, al pi din, they're not allowed to duchen. So that's why by the Kosel HaMaravi they have these milk crates, or they have elevated things. Whenever they have duchening, so the Kohanim stand up on these little platforms. I remember once many years ago I davened in Yeshiva Kol Torah. The Sfardim are more makbed on it than the Ashkenazim, because by Ashkenazi Shepaskim nobody says that it's ma'akev. And by the Sfardish, quite a few Achrenim say that it's likuva. So I remember once I davened many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, I davened in Yeshiva Kol Torah, so they had on a Shabbos, so they were duchening, so they had Sfardim and Ashkenazim duchening, they had both. So first they allowed all the Sfardish boys to walk up on the bima. And then there was a little room left, so then they had the Ashkenazim walk up also. The kpeda was, because by the Sfardim, they were supposed to hold that it's ma'akev b'dyeved. So they first gave them the first chance that they should walk up on top of the platform. And the others, there wasn't enough room, so the others didn't stand on the platform, so they just stood on a rug in front of the Beis Medrash. They stood on the same ground level as everybody else. But that's why we call it a duchen. The word duchen in the Gemara language, in Hebrew, means an elevated platform, and that's the machlekes, whether the duchen is miyakev or not. There is a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim where the pasuk says that the Kohanim were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki bam baruch HaShem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did b'chiras HaKohanim l'sharso u'levarech b'shmoy. He chose the Kohanim and he endowed them with Kedushas Kuna to enable them l'sharso to do the sheirus, the hakrovas hakarbonis, the service in the Beis Hamikdash, to do the avoido, or the baruch b'shmo, and to duchen as well. So the Gemara says that this is a hekesh. The fact that the pasuk mentions two dinim, one next to the other, compares the two together. So you see that there's a comparison between avoidas hakarbonis and birchas kohanim. With respect to what do you say that there's a comparison? So the Gemara says that you need amida. Just like hakrovas hakarbonis has to be done by amida, if a kohen. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, if a Kohen does the Avodah HaKarbonis in a sitting position, there's a din, no one is allowed to sit in the Azor. Ein Yeshiva Bazor, Elo Lemalchit Beis Dov Vabat. Even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azor. The only one who's allowed to sit in the Azor is a king who is from the Malchus Beis David. If he's not, if he's Malchus Yisrael, also not allowed to sit. So that's another din, learned that from a Pasuk in Dibra Yomim, I think. By Yeshua Shloim Malkis Hashem. That only the Malchus Beis David are considered as the Rabbanu Shel Olam's representative ruling over Eretz Yisrael. The Malchus, the official Melech of Eretz Yisrael, is supposed to be the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the official representative of the Rabbanu Shel Olam is the Melech and the Malchus Beis David. So he's allowed to sit because he's representing the Shechina. And no one else is allowed to sit in the Azor, even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit. That's what it says in the Gemara. So no one is allowed to sit in the Azor, that's one din. But what if someone sat for the Eved? So he sat, so what can he do? But if he did Avodah, if it's a Kohen, and he did Avodah b'yeshiva, so the Gemara and the Mishnah is in Zvachim, learn that from Psukim, that if a Kohen does Avodah b'yeshiva, the Avodah will be posel, and you have to start doing the Avodah all over again. You're not yotze with that Avodah. So the Gemara says, just like you have such a din by HaKrovas HaKarbonis, so too the din carries over to Duchening. The Duchening has to be Bamida. Who has to be Bamida? The Kohen has to be Bamida, like the Kohen that does the HaKrovas HaKarbonis. So what about the Tzibur? The Tzibur also has to be Bamida. What do they have to do by Mida? You're going to say, ain't Yeshiva Bazara? No, we're not in the Azara.
What is the purpose of the Dukhan? Is it that the Kohan should be closer to the Shechina? Or is it that they should be heard better? What is the purpose? Because on Ashrei, you know, when you're down you're not supposed to.
But Dafke not, yeah.
Right? So
why should, if it's really ma'akev, what kind of a din is it, likuva? I don't know. Why should there be a poskim who say, we poskim, then it's not ma'akev. So it's just that the voice should carry. But according to those who say that it is ma'akev, I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know why those Sfardish Acharim hold this ma'akev. I don't know. But what's getting back over here, what's the halacha that we have in Shulchan Aruch that the whole tzibur has to stand? From what a nemtzach hazadin, the Kohanim have to stand because it's hukish to sheirus. Why does the tzibur have to stand? So the Rishonim explain, because the pasuk says, and today said the kosavaruch has b'nei Yisrael amar lahem. So we said the pasuk shat and the pasuk is kosavaruch has b'nei Yisrael, the Kohanim should give a bracha amar lahem. The Kohanim should say the following psukim to the tzibur. Amar lahem, the Kohanim should say to the tzibur. The Chazal gave an additional level of interpretation, kat temer lahon. Amor lahem, when the Israelim request the bracha, then the Kohen should give the bracha. But the Pshuta Shal Mikra doesn't mean like that. The Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is, Amor lahem, the Kohanim should give the bracha to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara comments on that, Amor lahem, ka'odam ha'medaber el chaveiroi, that the Kohanim should give the bracha panim keneged panim to the Bnei Yisrael. And a lot of shuls, you'll see a lot of people are more women than men. Usually they're so afraid to look at the Kohanim's hands, so they turn around. So the Gemara, says that that's not right. The bracha has to be given panim keneged panim. If you turn around, you're not yotzi. The Gemara says if somebody is not well and he doesn't come to shul, he davens a hobby. He is well, he's not well, they should all be well. He doesn't come to shul for a good reason, bad reason, whatever. Whoever doesn't come to shul, so the bracha is chal on the am sheba sodois. But the farmers, whoever doesn't show up gets the bracha. But whoever is in the shul and he doesn't bother to turn around, ponim keneged ponim to the kohanim, so the bracha is not chal on him. Ashala, let's say if he's on the side, the kohen is duchening, looking this way, and I'm standing on the side. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should turn over, face the kohanim. You shouldn't face mizuch. The kohen is facing Mairav, and the balabatim are facing mizuch, and he's parallel to the kohen. So the Mishnah Berurah says he shouldn't face mizuch. He should turn around and face the Kohanim. Everybody's supposed to face the Kohanim. Because the Pasuk says, Amor lahem, Kohanim hamadabar al chaveiroi, that it should be panim keneged panim. In fact, Abiyan Kefenden.
The periphery is not good.
Periphery is good.
But Kohanim is only no good.
Everybody has to go to the center.
No, no, they should face the turn. You can stand on the side, but turn side.
No.
You shouldn't face Mizrach. You should face. Yes, yeah, everybody should face the Kohanim.
Even though the Kohanim are not facing them, because they are in the periphery.
Okay, everybody should face the Kohanim.
The Kohanim are the people who have to be there, a lot of people cover their faces completely
with. So that's where Rabbi Yankif Emden chapters the Minig. Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, writes that a Minig developed in his time that the Kohanim put a talus over their faces. There are two versions of that Minig also. The Kohanim either put the talus over their faces or put the talus over their hands. The Gemara says that it's not proper to look at the hands of the Kohanim when they're duchening. The real din is in the Beis HaMikdash when the Shechinah was sure on their hands. So it's not proper to look at the Kohanim's hands. And if one does look at the Kohanim's hands, say he may be punished because the Shechinah was sure. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says it's not really that bad, but it's still not proper. You shouldn't look at the hands of the Kohanim. As a carryover, the Iker really is in the Beis HaMikdash. In order to prevent people from looking at their hands, so the Midrash developed that you cover up with the talus. Cover what with the talus? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes there were two minhagim. So he writes in Poland, the Mishnah Berurah lived in Poland. So he says in Poland, the Kohanim used to cover their face and the hands were exposed. They solved their problem. The Kohen doesn't want to look at his hands. So my problem is, I covered my face, I can't see my hands. You have a problem now. The tzibur is going to see my hand, so you give the chanetza. Close your eyes or put a talus over your face. In other communities, the minig was not... The Rabbi Yosef Kara doesn't have that minig, that the Kohanim cover their faces, that they should not look at their hands. Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, the minig was that the Kohanim covered their hands, so that the tzibur shouldn't see.
The Kohanim would see their hands.
No.
Yeah. Then you have the Kohanim have a problem, so then some of them put twice. They put the talus...
down.
Goes down in between their face and their hands, and then it goes a second time over the hands. And other Kohanim don't have the talus straight. They don't have it go down twice. Talus goes straight from the head to the hands, and they close their eyes. That's the Kohanim gives a chanetz. Either they close their eyes. Kohanim are not supposed to look at their hands either when they're looking. See, either they have such a practice to have the talus go down twice, in between the face and the hands, and in between the hands and the tzibur, or they close their eyes and they have the talus going straight. That's the Kohanim have to figure out what they're going to do.
You could say that because of that, if you do that, then all the dinim, the gabbe, deformed fingers, don't apply.
Right, exactly. Right, so Rabbi Yankif Emden shepherds this minig that developed in the 1500s. So he says he thinks that it's a problem. When you talk to someone, ponim keneged ponim, you don't wear a mask. He doesn't wear a mask and I don't wear a mask. Ponim keneged ponim means you should face each other. So he's not so happy about this minig that developed that the Rabbi Yosef Kara that they have all over the world, that the Kohanim cover their hands or cover their face. He says it's going to be a problem of Panim Keneged Panim. Yeah, but the minig is that that we're makel on that we do
what
consider
does he
that.
What do with the problem of not seeing the hands?
Close your eyes. Don't look.
No,
look
it.
Ponim al ponim means without even closing your eyes.
No. No one's machmeh on that. Yeah. Ponim keneged ponim means closing your eyes. No. But Rabbi Yankev Emden is machmeh. He thinks that putting a talus is a violation of the din of ponim keneged ponim.
Once the gana is covering up the hands, I don't have to be careful where I look.
Right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Once they covered over the hands, so you can look all you want. You can't see anything anyway. So the whole kfeida that people turning around, what are they turning around? They can't see anything anyway. Unless they're going to walk under the talus. The little children are going to walk under the talus. So they're not allowed to go under the talus. But the adults who are standing from a distance, they can't see anything anyway. So what are they so concerned about?
Also, the women who are standing behind the mechitza, how is their ponim or ponim there if they're standing behind the mechitza?
They should face the direction.
Even though the mechitza blocks it?
Yeah. Either that, or maybe they're Amsha Basaras.
Yeah.
Amsha Basaras are included in the bracha, even though it's not ponim keneged ponim. Those who are in the shul have to have ponim keneged ponim.
Is ponim
wear gloves?
No.
Over the
gloves to solve the problem, so no one says, okay.
No, but
wear gloves, no one says.
It's like avoided, but avoiding who says that one coin who wear gloves, then he was punished. Was cut off his hand by
because you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in between the klisha. But here there's no chatzitza. Here he covers his hands anyway. They cover their hands anyway. So I call upon him. The Gemara does learn out that there is a din upon him. Can I get upon him? The bracha should be mitzurif to the kohol. Like you need the kol rum. The kohen should say the bracha loud enough that everybody in the shul should hear. So there's another vart. He has to face the tzibur that the bracha should be chav. There should be a tziruf between the kohen hamavarech and the tzibur hamizbarech. Right. So that's what we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. We'll get to that in a minute. So the Rishayim are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. They say the kohen has to stand because the pasuk compares duchening to avoda. Ki bam bachar Hashem l'sharos al levarach b'shma the kohen, and were chosen to do sheiros, to do avoda, hakrovas hakarbonis, and to duchen as well. So just like sheiros, just like hakrovas hakarbonis is b'amida. So too the duchening should be b'amida. But how do you know that tzibur has to stand? What's the mark at all that tzibur has to stand? So they explain, if the kohen is going to be standing and the tzibur is going to be sitting, this is considered a violation of ponim keneged ponim. Because they're on a different level. I'm standing, he's sitting, so I'm talking down to him. Kodem ha-medaber el chavera, amar lahem, like you carry on in conversation, see that we're both standing or we're both sitting. So since the kohanim have to stand, so the mele we require of the tzibur that they should stand as well. Even though the kohen is on a duchen, on a platform, still.
In certain shoes, the tzibur is higher than the kohen. Because where they stand by the bima, and the shoe goes up on the level, higher level, so it comes out sometimes that the tzibur is higher than that.
But the whole concept of duchen comes from the Levium.
No.
From the Levium, it's about the grain. Om
the
man.
Allah duchen, the Mishnah has in Erechen, the Levium. The Mishnah in Erechen says the Levium stood on the duchen by the Shira.
How did it get into the Kohanim and the duchen?
The Pashup shot is that the Levium stood on a platform that the music should carry. The sound should carry. So the Kohanim should stand on a platform when they duchen, so their sound should carry. That's the Pashup shot. The shot is the Svadish Poskim came up with an Einfall that the duchen is Likuvah. So why should it be Likuvah? Why should it be Likuvah? I don't know. The Pashta says we don't assume that it's Likuvah. The Hatchila, they should stand on a platform. This is the Shaila. This Shaila is interesting. That the Mishnah Megillah says, see, the Gemara in Tainus has a discussion. How far do you go with this Hekish? This person in Chumash Dvarim, in the middle of Dvarim, that says the Kohanim were chosen, Kibam Baruch Hashem, the Sharso, or the Baruch Lishma, they were chosen to do Avoida, the Sheiris, the Hakrovas HaKarbonis, and Teduchen. So that shows a Hekish between Avoidus HaKarbonis and Duchen. So the Gemara says the Hekish applies to Amido, that's why you have to stand when you Duchen. The Hekish applies to Shasa Revias, a kohen who is a shiker, who drank schnapps or wine, is not allowed to do Hakrovas HaKarbonis. A kohen who drank is not allowed to Duchen either. What about if a kohen is a Balmum? A kohen is a Balmum is not allowed to do Avoida, it's possible. So a kohen is a Balmum is not allowed to Duchen. So the Gemara says no, a kohen Balmum is permitted to Duchen. So how come, how you talking, we have a cloud, ain't hekish lemachzo, either there is a hekish or there's not a hekish. And the Rishami adds on the end of Tainus. In the end of Tainus, the Mishnah speak about duchening several times in the day. On Yom Kippur, how many times do you duchen? So it says the kind of duchen to Shachris and to Musaf and to Nila, you duchen a few times a day. So the Rishami talks about some of the dinim of duchening. Because the Mishnah talks about duchening in the very end, the last parak in Tainus, Yishalmi picks up on the theme of duchening. So Yishalmi quotes this hekesh, that duchening is like avoida. Yishalmi has another din, this already doesn't say in Bavli, that just like hakrovas hakarbonis has to be bayom, b'yom tzavosa lahakrivis korbanim, that's a pasuk also in Parshas Tzav, that all avoidas adam, that there are avoidas that are done by Laila. Haktoris chalovim beimurim is done by Laila, but avoidas adam, shchita kabbalah haylocha zvike, the dalet avoidas adam, shchita kabbalah haylocha zvike have to be done by yom. And on the korban mincha, there are four avoidas that are parallel to the four avoidas adam. The kmitza is parallel to the shchita, and then you do kiddush hakometz. After the kohen does the kmitza with his right hand, he takes the kometz and he throws it. The mincha has to be in a klisharis to begin with, and then the kohen does the kmitza with his hand. Then he takes the kometz and he throws it into a second klisharis. That's kiddush. It already was kiddush, but he's mekaddish it even further. So he puts it into a second klisharis. That's parallel to kabbalah sadam. Then you have parallel to haylochas adam, haylochas hakometz to the mizbeach, and then you have parallel to the zrikas adam is the haktaras hakometz. So the Gemara in Soto, the Gemara that first daf and the second parak in Soto quotes a long Tosefta that there are dalet avoidas, there are four avoidas that Kohanim do on all the Kabbanis Mincha that are parallel to the dalet avoidas Adam. So the dalet avoidas Adam of all Kabbanis has to be dafke bayom, that's a pasuk b'yom tzavoso la'akrivis korbanayim. Similarly, the dalet avoidas of a Mincha have to be bayom, but many other avoidas can be done by Laila. So the Yerushalmi in the end of Tainus sounds like it says, that's how all the Rishonim quote it, Shalmi and the Tainus sounds like it says that L'sharsa L'varach B'shma you can only duchen bayom. There's no duchening by Laila. And even if you're going to daven the Ila, usually daven the Ila late in the day, and by the time the Chazan gets to the end of the Ila, it's already the middle of the night time. So it says the simple reading of the Rishonim, the way all the Bali Atos is quoted, the Rishonim quoted is you can't duchen by Laila. There's no duchening by Laila. They all quote the Darkei Moshe on the Tour quotes and the Maharil quotes. There was one place in the world where they used to duchen Balayla on Yom Kippur by Nila, that was Frankfurt. And the Magen Avraham quotes and he says, the late Rishonim, the early Achronim, they were all upset about this. They said it's against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is the favorite, the end of Tainus, that from the Hekesh, Lushos, the Levarach, Lushmo, is Masher, is Bayoim, Brocha Bayoim. The Bichas Kanam has to be Bayoim. The minig is though, but in Frankfurt they did duchen by Laila. They used to duchen. You can do the question when you're supposed to daven nila, but the question is if you finish, yeah. You can do it by yom. The question, but if you finish by Laila, do you duchen or do you not duchen? That's the shaila. So it's interesting.
No.
The Gemara gives a tam why. So the Maharil comes to defend the Minig Frankfurt, and he claims that the Yerushalmi never meant that. And it's interesting, the Shagasaria has a whole sefer on Tainus called Gvuras Ari. He brings a very fascinating sefer. He goes through the whole Masechta, so whenever Rashi and Tosfos add on one word, more than what it says in the Gemara, he dings on everything that Rashi... The Rashi and Tainus is not by Rashi, and the Tosfos is also not a regular Tosfos. So he dingzach on every word of Rashi and Tosfos. When he gives the Pirush HaMilas, nothing to dingzach. Whenever Rashi and Tosfos add on something over and above what it says in the Gemara, he dingzach and he gives a different shot. So the very last piece in the Gvuras Ari, in the Shagas Ari Sefer on Tainus, he also comes to defend the Minig Frankfurt, and the Ksav Yad ends in the middle. So the printer says, Chaval al Davden, he lost the rest of the Ksav Yad, but it sounds like he started to say the same as the Maharil, that the halacha compares duchening to avodas hakarbonis. Ver zok that it's compared to avodas adam. Avodas hakarbonis in principle is kosher balayla.
Yeah.
The only thing that's no good balayla is avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrike. And the dalet avodas by mincha that are parallel to the dalet avodas adam. But haktoras emurim or nisach hayayin or other things may be done balayla. Other avodas may be done balayla. So why should you compare duchening to avodas adam, compare it to ashar avodas that are kosher balayla? So that's the shita that they held from in Frankfurt apparently. They held that the Yerushalmi never said that. It sounds like it says in Yerushalmi, so they reinterpreted Yerushalmi. Doesn't say that. But there is such a hekesh. The Bavli and Yerushalmi both make a hekesh. Ki bom bachar Hashem l'sharsa l'varach b'shmo, the Kohanim were chosen to do hakrovas hakarbonis, and to do duchening, So we carry over all the dinim from Havkravas HaKarbonas to the Duchenik. So the Gemara in Tainis raises this question. If you're carrying over all the dinim, Laila in Amida in Shasa Revius, the Shikr is not allowed to Duchen, like not allowed to Avaida. So what about a Balmum? Never heard of such a din. A Balmum is not allowed to Duchen, it's not true. The Mishnah Megillah has Halacha. A kohen has mumen b'panav yada v'raglov. If he has mumen on his hands, a mumen on his face, or mumen on his feet, because they're supposed to take off their shoes before they go to duchen, and this is going to attract the attention of the tzibur, and they're going to start staring at the kohen. If he lives in the community, they know who he is. They're used to it already, so they're not going to stare at him. If he's rogel, then it's okay, he can duchen. But if they're not rogel, let's say they never saw his feet, he always walks around with shoes. He's missing a toe or something, missing a couple of toes or something. So they're gonna, or he has a wooden leg. He has a wooden leg, let's say. So everybody's gonna start staring at the wooden leg because they normally see a shoe. Yeah. So if it's gonna draw attention, we're afraid that the people are gonna look at his hands, and they're not allowed to look at the hands of the kohanim when they duchen, because in the Beis Hamikdash the shechina mishar on the hands, and that was a serious prohibition. So even bigvul and outside of the Beis Hamikdash, also not proper to look at the hands of the kohanim. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Kara raises the question that now that they cover their hands and no one can see the hands anyway, so in the case of Mishnah he raises the question, maybe since they cover their hands and maybe the whole Gzeiras HaMishnah doesn't apply anymore. He's not sure what the din should be. By the time he wrote, that's what he writes in the case of Mishnah, the commentary on the side of the Rambam. Years later, by the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, then Shav Nazir. The Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So the Gemara Dash and Smuchin, that just like the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so this Michas HaParshias indicates how to Darshan the Hekish and Chumash Dvarim. That the Hekish, Lashar, so the Varach Bishmar, really goes on drinking wine and it doesn't go on Bamum. What kind of a cockeyed explanation is that?
It's drinking wine is a different
charge. Yeah. But how do you know what to Darshan the Hekish? Two psukim that are adjacent, that's called smuchim. So do you darshan smuchim? Does it mean anything or not? In Dvarim, in Chumash Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says, everybody agrees that you darshan smuchim. That's in Yevamos Daf Hei. What about Bereishis? This is in Bamidbar. What about in Bamidbar and Parshas Noso? That it says Parshas Nozir right next to the Parsha of Duchening. So that's a machlokes HaTanoim, in Sanhedrin, and in the beginning of Yevamos Daf Hei. The Pashto says that we hold you on Darshan Smuchim. The only place that Darshan Smuchim is in Chumash Dvarim. So what happened over here all of a sudden? The Gemara says, the Smuchim, the Smichas HaParshias of Nazir is next to Duchening. that indicates that the hekesh l'shoras adorach b'shmo goes on drinking and it doesn't go on balmum. This is legitimate. So most of the rishonim say the whole thing is all an asmachta of the rabbanim, that the hekesh is nishkan hekesh. If it would have been a real hekesh, then hekesh l'machzo. All of the dinim that the kohen shouldn't be a shosu yayin, all of these dinim that we compare the duchening to avoda, is all an asmachta of the rabbanim. And the rishonim quote the Raivit holds not so. The Raivit holds not that this is a real bona fide rosh gemura. two psukim that are adjacent, that's called smuchim. So do you darshan smuchim? Does it mean anything or not? In Dvarim, in Chumash Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says everybody agrees that you darshan smuchim. That's in Yevamos Daf Hei. What about Bereishis? This is in Bamidbar. What about in Bamidbar and Parshas Noso? That it says Parshas Noso right next to the Parsha of Duchening. So that's a machlokes Satanoim in Sanhedrin, and in the beginning of Yevamos Daf Hei. The Pashtus is that we hold you on Darshan Smuchim. The only place the Darshan Smuchim is in Chumash Dvarim. So what happened over here all of a sudden? The Gemara says the Smuchim, the Smichas HaParshias of Nazir. Nazir is next to Duchening. That indicates that the Hekish, L'shos Adorach B'shmo, goes on drinking and it doesn't go on Balmum. This is legitimate. So most of the Rishonim say the whole thing is all an Asmachta Midi Rabbanu. That the Hekish is Nishkin Hekish. If it would have been a real hekesh, then hekesh lemachzo. All of the dinim that the kohen shouldn't be a shasu yayin, all of these dinim that we compare the duchening to avoda, is all an asmachtem of the rabban. And the Rishonim quote the Raivit holds not so. The Raivit holds not that this is a real bona fide drasha gemura, and that the kohen who drank schnapps or wine is not allowed to duchen. It's a real drasha derais. So that's a problem. That's an issue.
Adabas Yosef covered the problem with mumbaraglov.
There's nothing wrong with looking at his feet per se. The problem is, we're not really worried about distraction. If something's going to draw attention, then we may start staring at his hands. But if the hands are covered up, so there's no problem. He can't see anything. What is a problem is a different thing. What is a problem? Normally we have a klal in the Gemara. Whenever the Tanoi made Gzeira Derabbanon, for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where that reason doesn't apply, you still say that's a davish of a minyan. The gzera derabbanan still applies even if the whole reason doesn't apply. Even if you live in a generation, the whole reason doesn't apply. So what happened over here? The Tanoi made a gzera to Mishnah Megillah. A koyin sheyesh lo mumen b'pana b'yadav v'raglav is not allowed to duchen. So in the days of the Beis Yosef, a minig developed that they cover over their hands. So the whole Tama Gzeira doesn't apply. So the Beis Yosef came to, after thinking about it for 10 years, he wrote originally the Kesmishi, he's not sure whether the Dinah Mishnah still applies. 10 years later, he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, he came to the conclusion, the Dinah Mishnah does not apply. Who was the Bezdin who voted to throw out the Mishnah? He doesn't have a Bezdin. He didn't establish a Bezdin to decide that we're not going to observe the Dinah Mishnah. He just says it falls off by itself. How can a din fall off by itself? Isn't that a dovish of the minyan? Tzach min yinach al atira. You need another bezin, maybe bigger, maybe you don't need bigger. That's a question whether you would need a bigger bezin, because the reason doesn't apply. Maybe you only need a bigger bezin to repeal the gzera if the reason still applies, and they don't like the reason. But if the reason doesn't apply, maybe not. But I'll call upon him, you need a bezin to repeal it. There never was a bezin to repeal it. That's a problem. That's a major problem. That's a major problem. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh addresses this problem. He's not talking about in the days of the Rosh, they didn't have this minik to cover the hands. This developed in the 1500s by the Beis Yosef, and then it spread all over the whole world. Just Rabbi Yankif Emden wasn't happy with it, but everybody ignored Rabbi Yankif Emden, and then it's all over by the Sfardim, by the Ashkenazim. Everybody has the minik to cover the hands. But the Rosh has a different Tshuvah in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Tur, a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh used to live in Germany. And then after they shepherded the Aram Rutenberg for so many years, the Motem Gitzapta Blut, they put him in prison in order to hold up the Jewish community for ransom. And then he said they shouldn't ransom him. He died in prison. He said they shouldn't ransom his body either. They should let him stay. So after the Aram Rutenberg died, so the Rosh realized that he's next. They're gonna arrest him and keep him in prison. So he ran away. So he ran away to Spain. So just then, right, so the Rajbo passed away in Barcelona. So they appointed the Rosh. The Rosh took over the Rabbanis. They were contemporaries. They used to correspond to each other. They used to send each other letters. And then after the Rajbo passed away, the Rajbo took over after the Ramban passed away. He was a Talmud of Rama. After the Rajbo passed away, so they appointed the Rosh. And Ashkenazi became the Rav in the middle of Spain.
Problems.
Yeah. So the Rosh came to Spain and he saw a Naya Minik that they used to wear tzitzis. They used to wear Arba Kamfis, made from linen. What's this? What's so bad about that? There's one opinion in the Gemara, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether silk or cotton beged is chayvin tzitzis ben HaTorah only mid Rabbanan. Some Tanaim and some Poskim and Shulchan Aruch hold only beged semer or beged pishtim, only wool or only linen So what's wrong with the rabbi kampus of linen? So the Gemara makes a gzera de rabbanon. The Gemara has a machlokes b'shamay b'shilo, and that's one of the cases where we pass like b'shamay. One of the unusual cases, the din is like b'shamay.
I know element minamasmiyan.
Yeah, that the Gemara says they made it in the days of the b'shamay and the b'shilo. They used to put in tzitzis with trelis also. Now, trelis is very expensive and it's very hard to get. It can only be made from the chalazim. And they used to have imitation trelis that was more easily available. The Gemara calls it kla'ilon, indigo, much less expensive. So they used to be fakers. They used to manufacture the imitation, they used to sell strings of trelis. And they said, they used to package it, this is from the chalazim. They used to charge glatt kosher prices. And it wasn't acceptable at all. The Gemara says it's ma'akev, even though it's the exact same color. The indigo with the trail is the exact same color. But nonetheless, that's what it says. The Oruch is a dictionary from Ramnasa Miromi. He lived in Italy, so he wrote a dictionary. So he writes that the kilo elon is what we call indigo. We know the color of indigo, blue, dark blue. So the trail is the exact same color as the indigo, but it's the trail is from this fish, from the... from the chalazim, whatever, from the snail. And the indigo is from a vegetable. So it's possible of trelis. So the Gemara says, if you're wearing, trelis has to be a specific color, and the string also has to be wool. If you have, let's say, silk strings, and you dye one of them blue with the trelis, you're not yet to the mitzvah of trelis. It has to be wool, a woolen string. No matter what the garment is made from, the string of trelis, the lavan strings, the rest of the strings don't have to be wool. Whatever the garment is made from. So you can make strings. If the garment is silk, so the string can be silk. And if the garment is cotton, the string can be cotton. Whatever material is okay. But the trelis has to be, number one, woolen thread. And number two, has to be dyed this specific color from this source, from the chalazim. So the shaman and the besila saw that there were a lot of fakers around who were selling the posala imitation trelis. And if you put in on a beged of Pishtim, if you have a linen garment and you put in trelis, so you make shatnas, because the string has to be semer, so it's shatnas. So if it's kosher with trelis, so it's permissible. That's the din. That's the derech loisasi. The whole source of the institution of mitzvah sasi, derech mitzvah loisasi, is from the din of tzitzis. You have the two psukim one next to the other. It says you're not allowed to wear shatnas, and it says you have to wear tzitzis, one pasuk next to the other, and that's in Chumash Devarim. So we darshan smuchim, one pasuk next to the other. The Dasa Dechaloi says that b'makam sheyef shelakayim shneim, b'makam mitzvah yolatu. But if the trelis is imitation trelis, it's only indigo, the whole thing is a fake. So it wasn't, you're not gaining the trelis there. So there was no need to put in a string of semer in the beged shel tishtan. They could have put in all the chutim, could have been tishtan. Then a shatan shelo b'makam mitzvah. So the Shammai saw that there was so much fakerai going on. There were so many pasuk trailers being sold, so they made gzera derabbanan that you're not allowed to put any tzitzis at all in a beged shel tishtan. You don't even put lavan. You don't even put lavan. There are 2 days in Tosfos. One day in Tosfos is the gzera only allows you don't put trailers. The other day in Tosfos is the generally accepted opinion. You don't put any tzitzis at all in a beged shel tishtan, because we're afraid if you put in tzitzis, you may put in the trailers, and it may be possible trailers, and it'll be an avei rab shatan. No, the medics there, we don't allow
no
you to... No tzitzis at all? If you wear a four-corner garment of pishtan, of linen, you're allowed to wear a four-corner garment of pishtan without putting on any tzitzis at all. The Rabbana, they said, they relieved you. Yesh krach yar chachamim, laka dom menatar b'shevi al tasi. The Gemara says, like they tell you, don't blow shayf on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi at the Shabbos, and don't shake a lulav when Sukkot falls on a Shabbos. So they told you, a beggar shall pishtan, sadin b'tzitzis. Sadin means a beged shel pishtan, samach dal yudnun. So a beged shel pishtan is part of from tzitzis period. That's all part of the din.
Okay, you don't have to put it on. But here they say you don't have to put on tzitzis, so don't put on the beged either.
I mean, you're asking a kasha, this is bekumbi aser.
Right.
How are you allowed to put on, that's tzitzis kasha. Yesh koyach and yivam is dapsarik, so tzitzis is the kasha, a little tzitzis on the top of amid beis. The Taisa says, Yesh kech diachachamim, is only the Chum have a power to tell you, don't do a mitzvah. Don't bring a carbon Pesach. Hager Shen is Garbe Pesach. They tell you, don't bring a Pesach Rishon. Bring a Pesach Sheni. Don't bring a Pesach Rishon. But they say, don't blow Shofar. Don't shake a Luluk. How can they tell you you're allowed to put on a beged of four corners without putting on tzitzit? That's the kumbi yaseh. You're violating an avera when you put on the four corner garment. So Tosfos has the famous answer. There's no avera to put on a four corner garment. Right, exactly. You're permitted to put on a four corner garment. When you put on the four corner garment, then you become chayiv to put on tzitzit. Kol zman that it's in the drawer, you're not chayiv in tzitzit. When you put on the beged, that's the heter. When you put on the beged, you become a chayiv to put on tzitzis. So that's called shevi al tasa. The chacham tells you, you don't have to put on tzitzis. If you hold chayiv as mana, it means so you should put on tzitzis.
Even if it's in the drawer.
The Gemara comes to the conclusion, not a chayiv as mana. I mean, what would the din be if it would have been chayiv as mana? I don't know. Okay. Good question. So the Rush writes, when the Kozman lived in Germany, the Balabatim all followed this din. No one ever wore an Abrakanthus that was made from linen. They wore wool, they wore cotton, they wore silk. No one ever wore, he never saw an Abrakanthus made from linen. He came to Spain, he was stunned. He sees all the Balabatim are wearing linen Abrakanthus. So he asked, how you talking? It's against the din. The din is like the Shama that you're not permitted to put on tzitzis on a beggar shal pishton. So they explained to him, no, Rebbe. The whole reason for the Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to put on tzitzis on a beged shel pishton is that a faker may sell you imitation tcheles, and you'll put it on, and you'll be over the aveira of shatnes shelo b'makom, but no one has any tcheles anymore. So the whole time of the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera falls off. So the Rosh says, it's a givaldik, 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 he never givaldik, chaps is spilus. Then he says, So he says, no, it's different over here. Because there are two kinds of gzeiros de rabbanan. Here they made a gzeiro de rabbanan to prohibit you from fulfilling a mitzvah. When they make a gzeiro to prohibit a person from fulfilling a mitzvah, so then you don't say it's a loy pluk. If it comes a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, then the whole gzeiro de rabbanan falls off by itself. That's what the Rosh writes. And the Magen Avraham quotes it.
I didn't catch it.
When they make a Gzeira de Rabban on a Chveis, take for example, they made a Gzeira de Rabban, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis. You're not permitted to carry in a Carmelis because you may carry in a Mishus HaRab. So what if you live in a generation where the Achrayin, where the Postim say, we don't have any Mishus HaRab anywhere in the world. We don't have any Mishus HaRab. So we say, you're still not allowed to carry in a Carmelis. But it's not Shaykh. It's a Gzeira. What can you lead to? Nothing is going to happen. No, they made Gzeira the Rabbanon, so the Gzeira applies even if you live in a generation where the Tamak Gzeira doesn't. I like look. But what if the nature of the Gzeira the Rabbanon was, Bakira's Dovim and Atari, they tell you, it says in the Torah you have to do a mitzvah. We tell you, don't do the mitzvah, because violate the mitzvah, because it is chashash. So to be oikir a mitzvah, that's only called zman, that the reason applies. Once the reason no longer applies, then the gzera falls off.
But it's even more...
We don't even know this man as
what? Still applies.
What?
You can still be good. Right, we still can carry the Mishnah Rabbim.
The Mishnah Brura asked that kasha. The Mishnah Brura has a two-line kasha, and a blight by kasha. How come the gzera still applies that you're not allowed to shake a lulav
on Shabbos?
On Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. If the post can say ain lanu b'shus haram deraisa b'zman hazeh, so why don't we say that the gzera should fall off by itself, like the bakasha? Two lines in the bir aloha. So people read the bir aloha. What's the problem? It's the hadavish dominion. So when you're not allowed tira, no one ever. So the answer is the Mishnah Berurah knew this.
This rush.
If the nature of the gzera was to be in violation of a mitzvah in the Torah, so then you don't say davishim minyan tzach mirach latir. The Rosh doesn't explain it. The Rosh does not explain what's the difference. What's the difference? The Mishkanes Yankov explains it. Mishkanes Yankov has a tshuva. There was a hold in Torah. The background of the tshuva was the hold in Torah between the Vilna publishers and the Slavita publishers. They printed a shas and they had a haskamah from the rabbanim. No one should be masik vul. No one should print another shas for the next 10 years to give them a chance to sell all their gemaras. So then they sold out all the gemaras way before the 10 years were up. So they were going to print another shas. They had the cherem. No one's allowed to print another shas for 10 years. So the Slavita publishers heard about it. So they said, what do you mean? The reason why the Chachamim give you 10 years, no one else is allowed to print a shas, is in order to encourage people to print. What kind of a din is this? No one's allowed to. Well, they have a copyright on the Shas. They didn't write the Shas. The answer is, in order to encourage publishers to lay out money, in order to make Svarim available, so they said no one's allowed to print this safer for the next 10 years to give the first publishers an opportunity to sell out, to break even, and to make a little profit, to encourage them to buy. But they sold out all the Gemaras already. What? So they have a right? No one else in the world is allowed to print another Shas. So the Rabbanim gave permission to the Slavit, the publishers, that they can print the Shas also. So then they made a hold in Torah, so they told other Rabbanim, said, no, they have no right to. The Vilna publishers got their rights and the privileges, so it was a hold in Torah. So it's a Gitan. It was all Machlekes. Rabbi Kivega was involved. Rabbi Shleimega was involved. And Rabbi Kivega was angry and he cursed them. Why? They said Rabbi Kivega was senile and his son, Rabbi Shleimega, ungedreit, and he wound up his father to Paskin against the Chassidim. It was the Vilna publishers were Misnagdin and Slavita were Chassidim. So they accused. No.
A grandson, Rabbi Leiger became
a chosid. Right. That was the oynish. That was supposedly that was all part of this. That's how the whole thing started. So the Mishkan as Yankiv, that was also had to do with the curse. He gave them a cursed him, and he cursed back. Everybody was cursing back. Was a pella digazah. So part of this whole din Torah was that the Mishkan as Yankiv was also involved in this din Torah. So he wrote a tshuva about the topic of this din, when the Chachamim make a gzeira, not the Tanoim made a gzeira, the Chachamim in his generation made a gzeira, no one else should print the Shas for the next 10 years. The Tama gzeira, this is Akira's Dovman HaTorah, no one should print the Shas, why shouldn't you encourage more people to print Shas? So you have a right to be Yoyka Dovman HaTorah, B'Shevi Al Tasa, no one else should print. But it's only when the reason still applies to encourage him, but if the reason no longer applies, then you don't see Dovish and Minyan Sachman Yerachal Atir of Takira's Dominator. So that's the gist of his tshuva about the cherem against printing the Shas. And he quotes this tshuva Sarash, but then he explains it. Not Stam Achok, he explains it. He says, why is there such a din bechlal? The Dovish and Minyan Sachman Yerachal Atir. If the Tanoi made a Gzera Derabana for a certain reason, it comes a generation, the reason doesn't apply. So the whole Gzera Derabana shouldn't apply. Why are you so insistent? You have to observe the Gzeira even if it comes a generation when the reason doesn't apply. So he explains, simply, Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein the Raisa Tikkun. What's the din on the level of the Raisa? You have a mitzvah in the Torah, and you get all the Rabbanim get together, they have a conference, and they figure out what's the reason for the mitzvah. Let's say it says in the Torah, Sachvo Beged Almana. If I lend $1,000 to the Almana Nebuch, a poor lady, I lend her $1,000, I'm not allowed to take her clothing as a mashkin. What could possibly be the reason for this? So the Gemara says, simple, we understand why. Why is she borrowing money? She has no money. So she's going to give me her dress. She only has one dress to wear. So the Torah says that if the loiva needs the beged back by yom, or she gives me the pajamas as a mashkin, so when she needs the pajamas back at night, I have to give it back the pajamas. If she needs the dress back by yom, I have to give it back the dress. So imagine the case, the fellow lent money to the almana, and he took pajamas as a mashkin. So then she's going to call him up at 12:30 at night, she wants to go to sleep. She wants her pajamas. But he says, I want back another mashkin. So she says, okay, I'll give you the dress that I was wearing in the daytime. So he's going to go to the almana's home, ring the bell, stand there, he's going to give her pajamas, she's going to be standing on the other side, she just took off the dress, she's undressed. She's going to give him back the dress. So he's going to walk home in the street with the dress. Then she calls him in the morning. She has to go work for a living. She calls him in the morning at 7:30. She needs the dress back. So he says, but I want the pajamas back as a mashkin. So she's going to take off the pajamas, stand on the other side of the door. He's going to give her the dress through the crack in the door. She's going to give him the pajamas. So the neighbors are going to say, it's a pretense. Look what's going on over here. The rich man is having an affair with the almana. So we understand very well why there's a din lo sachol begin almana. But Rav Shimon tainus, Rav Shimon bai chai tainus. But what happens if the almana is an almana ashira? It's not stama, this almana. It's Mrs. Gimbel's and Mrs. Macy's. And he lent her $1 million and she gives him 5,000 dresses. She's not going to need the dresses. She has another 5 million dresses in the store. She gave dresses. She has loads and loads of dresses from the store. So Rav Shimon says if she's an almana ashira and the whole issue is not going to apply. An Amon Ashira?
No, that's going to borrow money.
She needed cash.
But if it happens, little no shticha, okay. But what's the din if it does happen? What's the din if it does happen? So Reb Shimon says that it's permissible. That the whole prohibition on the Sakhal Begin Amana goes with the reason. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. And we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin loy dashin and time of the krok. Even when you can ascertain what the reason for the mitzvah is, and you have an instance where the reason doesn't apply, so the din derais is a life look. So the Mishkan and Siyankiv says that's the reason why, called the tikkun rabbanon came derais and tikkun. That's the reason why when the chachamim make exer the rabbanon, because of a specific reason, and it comes an instance, comes a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the exer the rabbanon still applies, similar to the dinim derais. That the dinim derais that have a reason, the din derais still applies. But once in a long while you have a din deraisa where the chumash has the din and it gives you the reason right next to the shin. Yeah. Take for example, it says, Layabala Nashim, Layasar is Levavid. The Melech is not allowed to marry too many wives because it's gonna be bad for his Yerushalayim. Layasar is Levavid. So what happens if he marries? Each wife is more frum than the other wife. All frumer wives. Very, very, very frum. So one Tana says in the Mishnah that it's permissible. Because the Chumash gives the reason. It's not that we came up with the reason. What's the difference whether we came up? If the Chumash has the din stam and it doesn't say the reason, then it's a loy plug. If the Chumash says le'yabal anashim le'yasa es levavet, then it's not a loy plug. The tam of the din is written right next to the din. Okay, so we hold that le'yasa es levavet is not the reason for the din. We hold le'yabal anashim is one iser. Leyasa's love is another reason. He's not even allowed to marry one wife if she's not true. And Leyabal Anoshim doesn't have any reason. It's dumb. We can shteisachan on our own what the reason is. But that's not considered the reason right next to the law, because Leyasa's love is not the reason for the prohibition of Leyabal Anoshim. But if you would have a pasuk like that you have a law in the Chumash, and it says the reason right next to the law, the Tama Din is incorporated in Nusach of the Din, so whenever the tam doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. So the Mishkanes Yankim says the same is true. Called the tikkun rabbanon came there as a tikkun. When the chachamim make exera the rabbanon and they incorporate the tam exera into the nusach exera, they say you're not allowed to do this because of this and this reason. 99% of the time they're not going to say the reason. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, when in Eretz Yisrael the rabbanim make exera the rabbanon, they wouldn't divulge the reason for the exera for a whole year. Treisa yachis shata, for 12 months they wouldn't say the reason. You're going to say the reasons. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry will decide. Okay. That doesn't apply to me. I know when it's also as mutter, so I'm allowed to violate it. So they would never divulge the reason for the Gzera Derabbanan.
The Carmelites, divulge the reason. You're not allowed to appear in the Carmelites because maybe you'll go to a Shesurabin.
Yeah, but that's not...
It's not a Shesurabin.
The Gemara says that's the reason, but that's not part of the Nusach HaGzera. We can understand on our own that's the reason. But they never said... It's forbidden to carry in the commons, maybe you'll carry in the Mishusra. That's what we know on our own. They just said you're not allowed to carry in the commons. So the Mishkanes Yankiv says, when do you say they have a right to make exer the rabbanon and they don't explain the reason for it? They can make say, you're not allowed to carry in the commons. They can do that shtick, they can make exer the rabbanon without saying the reason, cause man it's not against the mitzvah and the Torah. But it says in the Chumash you have to wear tzitzis, or it says in the Chumash you have to shake a lulav, it says in the Chumash you have to duchen. The Chacham are going to say, we don't allow you to duchen. The Kviyad Datit, we don't allow you to duchen. How can they make such a thing? We don't allow you to duchen. So when they want to make Gzera Bakira's Dabman Atar, then they have to incorporate the Tama Gzera into the Nusach Gzera. They have to say, we don't allow you to wear tzitzis, lest it'll be imitation cheles, and you'll be in violation of Shatnas. So since the Tama Gzera was incorporated into the Nusach HaGzerah, then it's not going to be a light plug. Right. So if you live in a generation where the time HaGzerah doesn't apply, so the whole HaGzerah doesn't apply.
Lulav
also.
Yeah.
So that's why the Mishnah Brewer was bothered with the Kasha and he didn't know what Terah is. What kind of a Kasha is it? He asked Akasha, Bizman is there, there's no Shusram Derais. In fact, Akasha, why do we still have the practice of not blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And not shaking the lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. What kind of a kasha is that? It's a davish of the minyan. They made gzera de rabbanon. So even if you live in a generation where the tama gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. So what was the kasha that the Mishnah Brewery asked the Mishnah? That's the kasha. This gzera is bakira's davman atera. Whenever the gzera is to be in violation of a mitzvah, So the Tam Hagzer must have been incorporated into the Nusach Hagzer. So if you live in a generation where the Tam doesn't apply, so the whole Gzer shouldn't apply.
But maybe the whole Inyan of Rosh Hashanah that doesn't exist today is not an absolute impossibility. There is no Rosh Hashanah. If we have Shiv Shemirbo in Tessayinam, you will have Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kasha is not so schwer also. Yeah. Kasha is not so schwer to begin with.
The thing with tzitzis, if you wear linen and you have only white wool, is that okay? What you say when he's is that all?
When they made the gzera the rabbanon, Beishame made the gzera. You're not allowed to put tzitzis in a beggar shel pishta.
Right.
Okay. So Tosis has two pshat and manak. Shamer tefila. No. The one who is shamer tefila. No.
Shmakolenu is a. But I'm saying, I thank you for listening because you are a person who wants.
Right. Shmakolenu is a bakasha. We ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu listen.
The
Baruch Ata Hashem. That's a praise. That the Rebbe
Shlom. Right. Has different meanings before and afterwards. Before by Tikkun Zimra or by Esther Shmira has a different meaning. One is that it's a
kosher
and one is that it's a
shevach. Shevach. The kosher is that it's a shevach. Yeah.
So
Shemiyat Tzvila
is also
shevach,
no?
Yeah. The chasimah, Shemiyat Tzvila is a shevach. Okay, Lemaisa, our minig is that we only duchem by yontif, but it's not really a din of yontif. It's not in the kitz of Shulchan Aruch, you have all the dinim of duchening and hilchas yontif. In the big Shulchan Aruch, it's in every day.
Torah is a long.
Right, it has nothing to do with the yontif. Yeah, but our minig is that we only stay on yontif. Okay.